Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Turns out the FBI lied bigly about Thomas Crooks, like perjury level lied, to hide who he was and the things that he said and who he associated with before the Trump assassination attempt. You knew this in your gut, didn't you? We all did. You knew it was a lie. You knew something was wrong. But Christopher Wray always lies, so no big deal. And Kash Patel and Dan Bongino came out and said, there's no there there. He doesn't have internet history. Yeah, we know it's weird, but you know, it just is what it is. Let's move on. It's not true. Whether they lied on purpose or they were lied to by the hooligans inside the FBI, they lied. They covered up a lot. In fact, as of today, incredibly, Kash Patel is still defying a Senate subpoena for the very information that leaked out this week onto the internet. I'm not going to recap it again. I've done it a lot this week. That Thomas Crooks was actually a left-wing wannabe terrorist who, in his last post, before he disappeared in August of 2020, was planning clearly a mass casualty terror attack on the government in protest of Donald Trump with a guy from a designated terror group. This is a neo-Nazi left-wing terror group. With connections, with Al-Qaeda. Sorry, so easy to confuse. With Antifa. And then after that last post in August 2020, he disappears again from the internet forever. And the FBI lied about all of that. Why? Why are they still defying the subpoena? Sure looks like a betrayal of Trump by his FBI director. Maybe Kash Patel doesn't actually have any idea what's going on inside the FBI. Which is it? Trump hasn't said. His spokesperson, Caroline Leaf, maybe Trump doesn't know. But it sure looks like we haven't conquered the FBI either way. Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson, had a very interesting answer when asked about the Crooks' lies, why the FBI seems to be perjuring themselves before Congress to cover up the truth about Crooks.
He's been briefed by his own people on the matter, and whether he's satisfied, that's only a question he can answer. I can't answer it for him. Those questions are definitely deserving of answers, and I understand why the public wants those answers, and I believe the president does too.
And so why don't we have them?
You know, it's a good question, and it's one I'd like to see the answer to.
When your spokesperson throws their hands in the air, because, you know, I give up, I don't know. I ask Trump, I don't know. We haven't heard from Trump, and I have a feeling that's because he's trying to figure it out. And he's not going to come out and trash Patel and Bongino, at least not till he knows what's going on, because he'll look weak. He'll look like he's not in control of the FBI. And what does the Trump family really feel, though, about what's going on? What would Trump say if he could say what he thinks? He'd probably sound a lot like Eric Trump this week, his son.
I want to know everything there is to know about this country. I think our country deserves it. I think our family deserves it. I think the world deserves it. And by the way, I think for the credibility of all these agencies involved, including the Secret Service, dear friends, you better get the real story out.
Yeah, they better. Because if the FBI would lie about this, God knows what else they're lying about. And it means Trump's in danger every single day. Eric Trump then went on CNN and lost his damn mind over the FBI's Trump lies, including again by Trump's own FBI director, Kesh Patel, whether knowingly or not.
I am totally unsatisfied. You had a person with a modern rifle, modern scoped rifle at 130 yards who shot at the former commander-in-chief of the United States and a guy who was going to be, by all accounts at that point, the future commander-in-chief. And then they tried to kill my father 8 weeks later, you know, at his golf course in Palm Beach County, a golf course that I run every single day. I am totally unsatisfied that we have one picture of that shooter. The guy looks like he was 14 years old in the picture. We know nothing about him. We know nothing about him. Right. And I am totally unsatisfied with the result. And I think a lot of America is unsatisfied with the result. And I think we better get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Are you telling me there's a conspiracy here that you believe that Eric Trump believes resulted in the assassination attempt?
Listen, I think they did everything they could to take my father off that stage. They tried to bankrupt him. They tried to impeach him. They tried to take him off the ballots. They tried to silence our votes. They leaked our tax returns. They raided his home. And yes, do I think that they tried to do exactly to my father what they did to Charlie Kirk, where they shot a good friend of mine in the neck and I see my buddy bleeding to death? Yes, I think they tried to kill my father because they did not want his voice on that stage, and they don't want my voice on that stage. They didn't want Charlie's voice on that stage. And that breaks my heart to say, and we better get to the bottom of who this guy was, because we know absolutely, Michael, we know nothing about the guy. We've seen one picture of the guy. And I just, I hope there's a really good, thorough investigation, because as a son, as I sit there with my four-year-old and my six-year-old on my lap and I saw my father's head almost come off, I remain completely unsatisfied as to who this person was and the guy's intent and why he did it and what was on his cell phone. I remain completely unsatisfied.
That, I suspect, is closer to the reaction inside the Trump family, including from Trump this week. He just can't say it. He'll look weak. His own FBI director, Kesh Patel, again, lied to him, lied to Congress. Now, he may not have realized it. He might have just gotten hosed by corrupt agents inside the FBI who were hiding this information. I don't know. Caroline Leavitt doesn't even know. She admitted that. His spokesperson, I don't know. She said, I want to find out myself. But that right there, that's probably close to the conversations going on inside Trump world. You heard what he said. They tried to kill my father at Butler, and then they tried it 8 weeks again later. You heard the CNN. I mean, this is a remarkable message from Eric Trump. And CNN stops him. Cernovich stops him and says, whoa, you're saying they try to kill your dad? That's what they think in Trump camp. It's what they think. And they know the FBI's covering it up. Folks, this thing is not over. This was huge this week. Okay, coming up, I'm going to explain to you why no one else will, except perhaps Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Polling, why Donald Trump is meeting with Zohran Mamdani. It's quite something. I'll give you a hint. Zohran Mamdani is now more popular than Donald Trump among voters under 40. In fact, Zohran Mamdani now has the same rating with voters under 40 that Trump did about 5 months ago. 60% approval. Did your blood just run cold? It should have. Communist Zohran Mamdani, 60% approval with young voters. The exact rating with young voters Trump had as recently as between 4 and 5 months ago. Well, what's Trump down to now? 40%. See why he's having him to the White House? Yeah, because those numbers got Trump's full attention. I'll explain why coming up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.